change the tone of the matinee with Bob Gordon Ray and No Kenny Johnson. And then a wonderful thing.
For a whole week, when we hear the music of Ken Wilson and Wayne Grace. I think it's rather a happy return.
Well, I think so, but I didn't want to say it. I wanted you to say it first.
I'll agree with you, Bob.
You're going on in.
And here we are, and
Holly Gray is coming.
Keep throwing pennies at it.
You wait until after the program.
Ladies and gentlemen, or you'll have to leave.
Don't throw the pennies to her off the air. Holly is back.
Holly Gray has returned. We're glad to have you back, Holly, and you're as brown. You're as brown as a
berry.
Quite a berry.
You ever see any brown berries? That's a phrase that you don't hear too often. And then what kind?
Blackberries. Oh, I guess not.
Our music, what there is of it, will be on record today.
Term.
Brown is enough, but I've heard people refer to it as brown as a berry.
Well, I don't know people that would say that. Probably you would.
Well, I've heard people say it.
By jingles.
By George.
Welty. Well, now then, that brings us down to the part of the program that is completely unrehearsed.
We have no material from here on. Doesn't it seem strange? We're in a smaller studio today.
Yeah.
We don't have to have the organ and piano studio because there's nobody to play them.
See, it's funny to be down here in this little room. This is where I come running in with my bow tie to present my shell-oiled broadcast.
See, that leather bow tie that you always wear.
It seems so funny to be doing... Well, we used to do baseball matinee in this studio.
Yes, we did. Well, it's really halcyon days.
Good old halcyon
days. So, before Leo Egan gets in, why don't we start and have some music, huh?
All right.
He's due to show up any time.
Oh, naturally. He's like a bad nickel.
So, here's one. It's a brand new one.
Jealous heart, oh, jealous heart, stop beating. Can't you see the damage you have done? You have driven her away forever. Jealous heart, now I'm the lonely one. I was part of everything you planned for, and I know she loved me at the start. Now she hates the sight of all I stand for, all because of you, oh jealous heart. And found another. Oh, I'll never see my love again. Through the years, her memory will haunt me. Even though we're many miles apart, it's so hard to know never want me, cause she heard your beating jealous heart. Many times I trusted you to guide me, but your guiding only brought me tears. Why, oh, why must I have you inside me? Jealous heart for all my lonely years.
Well, I like that, huh?
You'd like to know where you can run out and buy it?
Boy, that'll be available.
That'll be around at your neighborhood hardware stores, we predict, at within a week or a fortnight.
That is a sequel to the great Maggie song.
And it's by the very same singer, Bob Clayton.
I bet nobody thought he'd make another record after that first one, did they?
Well, that's one thing about Bob. When he gets singing, he really sings.
Oh, and they love him down there, too, at that company.
Sure. Well, so much for that. Now then, we have a commercial, and
we
think
we have a commercial. This is a one.
Hey, what's the matter with that microphone? Something seems to be funny here.
Oh, it sounds all right to me.
Yeah.
See? We seem to be... The engineer is a little shaky today. There may be something.
That's shaky burgling today.
I noticed something wrong with the program.
Go right ahead.
But I was going to say, isn't this a wonderful night to go out for dinner down to the casino at Magnolia?
Oh, great.
With the cool ocean breeze coming in.
Quite a wide spray, I imagine, tonight.
I should imagine so, yeah. But you put the top up on your automobile.
And put on your raccoon coat.
Open the windows in
your
car.
Your Daniel Boone hat.
So you get plenty of fresh air.
And don't forget your top deck sneakers that we have for sale up here, friend.
And drive down there to the casino at Magnolia.
Simply address a postcard to Top Decker Sneakers, care of Bob and Ray.
Or better still, just Sneakers, Box 10.
Incidentally, don't send us your size. We love to guess.
Or even in shorter form, Sneaks, Box 10. But you drive down the North Shore, Route 127 from Salem. How you get to Salem is your own worry. From there, it's 127 to Magnolia with a view of Gloucester Harbor when you arrive.
Mm-hmm. And today, with visibility about as far as the end of your nose...
You can see that cool ocean breeze.
You can see the end of your nose.
Stroll in, have a cocktail at the bar.
And friends, one thing, act big shot-ish about it. I mean, walk in and go right up and sit down and be obnoxious.
And don't pay drink by drink. I mean, just wait till they ask you for it.
Yeah, and then say, try and get it.
Make
it and make a silly grin.
Because the bartenders you'll find out there are all friendly gentlemen. They're happy to have you put up an argument about paying your bill. Aren't they?
Sure.
So stroll in, order dinner if you wish. Now, you can have a delicious meal for $1.85. Then you may dance where the cool ocean breezes join.
We better change that copy, Bob. Put in that we have an oil burner, and
there's a warm fireplace out in the outer lobby.
That's right, and we'll have the oil burner working tonight, sure.
And Sammy Eisen with his Eskimos will be there, playing for dancing. And between dances, they suggest you stroll the grounds, watch the ocean, bathe in the moonlight, and you'll even enjoy the check.
Something about that commercial today that just doesn't...
We should have a piece of rainy weather copy to use.
Rainy,
such
cold weather.
Such as this.
Who would want to go bathing in the moonlight tonight, for goodness sakes, with the tail end of a hurricane?
That's right. Well, maybe you'd better put off this trip to Magnolia until tomorrow.
Either that or wear your raccoon coat in swimming. That's all right.
But remember, they're open for lunches, too, if you're driving down that way. Why don't you
if you're on a business trip out Gloucester way, in other words, if you're going to plan to get in a year's supply of glue... And you'll be hungry on the way back. I'm always starved when I come out of a glue factory.
Oh, that whets your appetite, sir.
Certainly. And I usually make it a point to drop in there at the casino for one of their swell lunches.
Mm-hmm.
Sausage and cream cake.
That's the casino at Magnolia, located in Magnolia.
What about this, Bob?
Magnolia.
Sure.
With Sunday dinner served all day Sunday.
And parts of Monday it's served, too.
Oh, whenever you want a good time, be smart. Go to the casino at Magnolia.
Right. But look, when you go there, be sure and tell them that we didn't send you. Say, Hum and Strum did it.
See, that way we keep out of a lot of trouble.
That's right. We don't want to be the go-between on anything like that. Incidentally, friends, this is our treasure hunt day, remember?
Remember to get your name in on that big treasure hunt contest, because you may be the lucky winner.
You may be the lucky treasure.
You may win the whole jackpot, you can't tell.
It's just one of those things. We will give our first clue today, 5 paces from the pear tree.
That's clue number one.
5 paces from the pear tree.
Write that down.
Have you got it?
Remember it.
5 paces from the pear tree.
Put it with the rest of your clues.
Put it in your 201 file.
Now,
were you sent away for your refund?
That was in the mail early this morning.
Good for you.
First mail out.
Want to remind all the veterans listening that you can pick up those forms, that is to get your little dividend from the GI insurance you had or still have, at any post office or veterans organization or where else.
Or Savings and Loan Association.
Oh, no. For goodness sake.
But I would keep away from there if I were you.
But, or you can go down to Washington, plan a trip, and drop in at the Veterans Administration headquarters down there. And,
they'll be glad to see you 100%.
Incidentally, shortly after the war...
We had a convenient branch offices in Boston, Lowell.
I made the mistake shortly after the war of going to Washington. and look, I had a question about my insurance.
Yeah.
And you should excuse the expression, I went to VA headquarters.
Oh,
boy. I never had so much fun.
Well, you're older now. You wouldn't do a silly thing like that again.
You know, to tell the Veterans Administration at that time that you were changing your address.
Wow.
The roof fell in on you. Oh, it was a calamity.
You did?
What? You're changing your address? We'll have to change our whole system, though.
You just get that form filled out where your address was 6 years ago.
And I'm sure to give the alias that you were using when you first went in the Army.
They do a very good job, and I think it's wonderful if they can get this money out to us by January.
I think that's awfully good.
And if we can just hold out until January, we'll be all set. What happens between now and then, I don't know. However, what happens right now, I think we know pretty well. Cigarette for two.
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfied women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield A, B, C.
See, I missed that yesterday. I wanted to see Leo. For some reason or other, I just couldn't.
Leo, you really on television?
Well, what?
That's the first time he's here, isn't it,
Leo? Your eyebrows. Well, I've been on many times.
Don't the FCC have rules covering television, too?
No, they ruled out Spin to Win, but they didn't rule me off TV.
What time were you on, Leo?
Oh,
which
approximately,
head do you use on television,
this one over here.
Oh, that one. What time are you on?
The one with the hat on.
Hmm? What time were you on?
Oh, approximately 14:30.
14:30? Well, that's good. Most everybody had their lunch then, I suppose.
Yeah.
A little later, I was a little worried about
that. Have you seen Blade today?
Blade
Raffaello?
No.
Well, you don't know this, but that sinister figure has absconded with Mrs. Van Gagen. Loot. From the charity bazaar.
Oh, no!
He has.
This could mean ruin for all of us.
You can hear the original program from which Leo gets all his material on some other station.
Yes.
What is it, a soap opera you listen to, Leo?
Every day.
You can stand on the corner.
What? I also catch The Adventures of Johnny Lujack.
Oh, that's a good show.
Oh,
they can Jack Armstrong.
Coming out of the huddle now. Notre Dame is in the T formation to the left. Lujack gets the ball and shoots the 70, down the 15, the 10, the 5, you know it.
Whoops.
Boy, we'll be hearing that before long. Well, I understand there's a television football game on tonight.
There is.
There is, really? What game is that?
The Philadelphia Eagles and the Chicago Cardinals.
Oh, that's a good game. I want to be sure and get to bed early tonight.
And you know, of course, the best set to watch that on, Friends.
Absolutely, Friends. A television set.
An admiral television.
Oh, yes, of course.
From the House of Television.
Got a nickel?
21750.
Quiet. Let me read this thing legitimately.
You've got to get the right phone numbers.
Have you got a nickel, Friends? Have you got a phone? Have you got a minute? Well, swell. Then call Richmond 217-50 now and enjoy television in your home today. And we promise Leo will not be on television today or tonight.
Good.
Now, a simple phone call. And incidentally, Bob, would you give a demonstration of one of those simple phone calls?
Please? Yes, I'm dialing Richmond 217-50 now. That's the phone number of the House of Television, where their convenient, friendly telephone operators are waiting my call at this very moment. I think someone has picked up the phone at the other end of the line.
Hello?
Yes?
Wait a minute. I seem to have two lines here.
Well, we're both on Richmond 217-50.
I'm sorry to cut.
Well, this was supposed to be a simple phone call.
Hello? Simple.
Will you please get off the line?
Where is the operator, please? Will you try another
Mark,
line?
I'm calling
Greenwich.
I want Richmond 217-50.
Dayton, Ohio. What number do you want?
I don't want Dayton, Ohio. I'm simply calling Richmond.
I'm sorry, Mansfield. Are you on the line?
No. This is Boston I'm calling.
Well, what are you doing out here in Dayton?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, wait till I pull out this
guy. Well, hang on. Hello, operator.
Yes?
Let me have Richmond 217-50, please.
Okay, Richmond 217-50. Do you want me to dial it or will you get it yourself?
You get it for me. You're the operator.
Okay.
Hello, this is Rochester.
Yeah,
not Rochester.
Dayton, Ohio. On your call to Springfield.
I'm not calling Springfield.
Huh?
Calling Boston.
There'll be a little delay.
Okay, well, we might as well talk to Springfield.
Hello. Yeah, this is Springfield.
Are you a factory-trained operator waiting for my call?
Yes, I am.
Can you have a television set in my home tonight?
Who knows television?
Isn't this the house of television?
No, this is the house of McGee. What do you want?
Oh, I seem to have the wrong number. I thought possibly you could help out if I went through with this call. But...
Nah.
Uh-huh.
I can't help
you. I'll just hang up then.
Okay.
Thanks. Anyway.
Can you see how easy it is, friend? Without delay and without a penny's cost to you, you can have an Admiral television set in your
home. And he strikes out.
In your home tonight. Not just any television set, not a small table model, but Admiral television, one of America's top brand names. Nationally advertised from coast to coast. Phone Richmond 217-50 now. Special operators are awaiting your call. Arrange for your free, free home trial. You name the time when you want your set delivered. The House of Television will have it in your home right on time. Judge the sensational performance of Admiral Television yourself. Price is only $229.95 complete. If you decide to buy, and you will, I know, it's yours for as little as $22.95 down. And up to 2 full years to pay, but right now it's yours, absolutely free, no cost, no obligation, just plain free trial. Mmm, smooth. If you call Richmond 217-50, that's the House of Television, Richmond 217-50 now. You'll like it.
Now I'm stepping back into my peanut butter jar.
Well, all right.
And I'll see you again next week. Bye, boys and girls.
So long.
Look for me in my green dress.
Sure will.
We have a group of vocalists and instrumentalists who are very funny here today.
Uh-huh.
And they have a little story and song, which is an old gang. But it's the first time we've heard the music.
Let me guess.
You know
the Vagabond?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Salt?
Salt.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Listen close.
We were cooking up a little stew last night, and the seasoning was not quite right. We deliberated on what was the fault, and decided that it needed salt. So down we went to the grocery store, without a moment of delay. We asked the man, "Do you have some salt?" And this is what we heard him say.
You got a knife asking, I got salt.
What's the matter?
Take a look at the shelves. They don't speak for themselves, and you ask. Well, if I got salt, well, if I got salt.
Sure enough, every shelf was filled from over here to over there. We thought that we were all through with him, but he spoke again with great despair.
Salt! You think that's salt? Come with me, I'll really show you salt.
Where are you going?
In the back of the store. There's 10,000 pounds more on your ass. Well, I got salt. I got salt.
Zounds, the back of the store had more than ever we had seen before. He showed us salt from the roof to the floor and carried on with his layman. Everywhere we looked, the salt was back. We put a halt to his mad tirade, saying, "You must sell a lot of salt.
Oh, sell salt. In a month, I ain't sold even a box. Oh, but 3 times a year, there's a salesman comes here.
Ha, 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 ha.
Oy vey. Could he sell salt?
See Samuel Goldwyn's Rosanna McCoy starting Wednesday, August 31st. Now.
Why don't we listen? This is very unusual, this E.T. we're going to hear.
I read that the wrong
way. I should have gone after.
Oh.
This is funny.
Okay, my name is Elliot.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand by for a special on-the-spot broadcast direct from our reporter who is in the midst of the fighting between the Hatfields and the McCoys. Come in, George. Okay, Stan. I'm
Run speaking to you.
Right on the border between West Virginia and Kentucky, where the Hatfield clan has been holding off a determined army of the McCoys for a week now. There have been casualties on both sides, but...
Do you expect us to believe this?
No sign of easing up. The cause of this outbreak was wild young John's Hatfield kidnapping of beautiful Rosanna McCoy. And it looks like nothing short of a massacre is going to end it. Wait a minute, something's happening. Someone's riding right on into the river in the thick of the fighting. It's a man and a woman on a horse.
Hey, I hope it's Sonny's tough.
John and Rosanna, they're trying to stop the fighting, and the odds are 10-1 they'll be shot before they get 10 feet further.
Here we are back at the studio. I can't tell you what happened, folks. You'll just have to see Samuel Goldwyn's Rosanna McCoy.
Okay, I dare you.
He can't tell us. He hasn't even seen the picture himself, that's why.
See Sam Goldwyn's Rosanna McCoy starting Wednesday, August 31st at the Astor Theater, Bluefield, West Virginia.
That is quite a picture if it's anything like they say it is.
Sounds like a very exciting extravaganza.
Sounded like a Bob and Ray is there, if I ever heard of
it. It does, you know.
Yeah, well, he's there in the midst of the fighting between Hatfield and McCoy.
Of course, I have to correct that. The Astor Theater that we're speaking of isn't in Bluefield, West Virginia.
They wouldn't make any money if they were advertising up here.
Because I don't think we could get up more than 12 or 15 people to go down there to see it.
We will. If we have more than 12 or 15, we could get a special train.
That's right. If there are enough
people... If there's enough reaction to this.
If there are enough people in New England who want to make the trip to Bluefield, West Virginia with Bob and myself to see this movie, then simply address a postcard to Special Train, care of this station.
It'll be a barrel of fun. We'll have a lot of fun on the way.
We'll have our own little train, and I'm very happy to announce that Bob and I will be engineer and fireman, respectively.
You'll be the fireman.
Well, we won't be very respectful, but we'll do our very best.
That train, of course, will leave...
Where will it leave?
From town here, somewhere.
Well, where would be a good convenience
spot? Well, we can't...
Oh, Park Square, I imagine, would be...
Yeah.
Our train will leave from in front of the Hotel Stafford.
Yeah.
And, incidentally, that'll be 8 and 9 cents a foot to get a spur track in there,
yeah,
but I think we can do it.
Well, we can get up and loot. I mean, with contributions and so forth, that won't be any problem
at all.
There'll
be Bob and Ray donation boxes all over the city in the form of a train. You merely put in whatever you think you should put in. There'll be a big, big hole for dollar bills, and
I don't believe there'll be a hole in your head.
I think that's the only kind of holes we'll have in it.
Dollar bill hole.
Yes.
I think that's the best time, because we've got to get this money fast if we're going to lay that track through Park Square and get the train down there to Bluefield in time for the premiere of this picture, Hatfield and the McCoy.
No, Rosanna McCoy.
Rosanna McCoy.
I wonder who's in the movie. Spring Byings, and I presume.
I don't think he is.
Excuse me.
Joan Evans is.
Joan Evans? That is a great name.
Well.
A great name in Hollywood, where it's familiar to
us
all.
Farley Granger is in this thing, too.
Farley Granger in it?
I think Farley is in it. Gigi Perreau is in it.
He's in it, too?
She's in it.
Oh.
And quite a few other stars you...
They're all big names, friends. They've gone to no expense at all to produce this thing.
I think that the leading role, however, is portrayed by our friend Barry Campbell.
Barry Campbell, that's right. I think he's
Rosanna.
I think you're right. Well, anyway, we'll all have to go and see it. Starting Wednesday the 31st at the Astor Theater, Tremont Street in Boston. That's for those of you who want to make it.
That's for those of you who want to spoil your fun and spoil the surprise of going all the way to Bluefield. Is that West Virginia or Virginia?
West Virginia, Bob.
West Virginia.
And it's a beautiful little place. We'll plan to do it on a weekend and take in as many sights as possible.
Along the way. There'll be stopovers.
And there'll be a little historical guiding.
Historical guiding.
Historical guiding throughout colorful places in West Virginia.
And box lunches will be provided by us.
And if we can get enough money, we may push on to Mammoth Cave, Kentucky. We don't know yet.
We'll try to take that in if we get enough donations.
If the money comes in like we hope it will, then I think we'll be able to make Mammoth Cave this summer. Remember, it's Bob and Ray off of Bluefield, West Virginia. And let's get them enough money. They're both grand people.
They deserve it.
We want to help them as much as possible.
Help them 100%.
Fred Martin is in now with his Purina shirt this morning.
Fred has had a new whiffle, too, since I saw him last, I think.
Either that or he's scared about the Red Sox.
That
one
looks
or the other.
Like Bill Green's shirt.
It does, at that, Bob. Maybe it is.
I wonder if there's any connection between that shirt and Green not being here today.
Could very well. Excuse me. We're going to have a very important word.
Everybody quiet down.
Quiet. Leo Egan's going to say something. Quiet,
say
everybody.
Something dynamic or something. The sun has broken through.
Thank you.
The rain has left, and I think you owe an apology to Magnolia. This will be a splendid night for bathing in the moon.
Is the sun out, really, Leo? Too bad we're in this dungeon-like studio.
The moonlight bathing.
We get on the air in here, and we could be giving a 15-minute weather forecast, and people would be laughing and giggling at us, and we wouldn't know the difference.
I think we should break a hole through this rear wall here so we could see the sun.
Well, let's do it. What are we sitting here for?
Okay. We've got our... Harry? There we are.
I can see what it looks like outdoors.
Hey, boy.
It is. The sun is out. It's
our chair going out of this window.
I get a little air in here, too, by the way.
Hey, wow.
First time we've had any fresh air in this studio since we built them.
I'm going out and get my coat. It's a little chilly here with half the wall out of the building. I wonder if they'll say anything, the pain people, that is.
Oh, I don't know. I imagine they'll all have a pained expression.
They might.
But that's the way life goes.
You got the bugle in there?
Certainly he has.
Okay.
See, Samuel Goldwyn's Rosanna McCoy.
No, this is the racetrack. This is Wonderland.
Swifty says, these are nights when every race at Wonderland is an all-star event. Nights when Wonderland's 10-race program is packed with special features that bring out the greatest greyhound performers of the year. Tonight's big 10-race show opens the gala week that will be highlighted by the great $12,200 futurity on Thursday night and the very important Wonderland Derby eliminations next Saturday night.
Gilfie, you want me to empty this waste basket now or wait till after the program?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, empty it now, please.
Okay.
The, be there when the shout goes up. There goes Swifty. Post time? Post time. First... 7:45, daily double closes at 7:30. Revere is near friends, from Boston by MTA, from Maverick Station.
In the same place it always was, friends. Never moved any nearer.
Well, Bob, I beg to differ on that.
They have moved it?
Yes, it's inching slowly toward Boston.
I didn't.
Since Wonderland was built, it's come 2 or 3 inches closer to us all.
Isn't that good, huh?
So, Revere is near and getting nearer all the time. From Boston by MTA, from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highway. Floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive. So go Greyhound racing tonight at Wonderland Revere and see 10 great races featuring the world's fastest Greyhound performers.
There goes Swifty.
Come on, let's move down there.
It looks like that lead dog is out in front by at least a length and a half. He's really trotting, too. The rest of them
come
have...
Come on, let's go!
No chance to show. And, oh, his jockey is getting off now. The jockey is going to run in, and the dog is coming in by himself. Here he comes.
And the jockey wins.
The jockey wins, and he will pay $360.
The jockey's name is Aces Boomer.
On the nose.
Well, so much for that, Frank.
That's just about all the time we have for this afternoon.
Time has just gone, and it's been wonderful sitting here talking about life with you for this past half hour, and we hope that we can come around again tomorrow and read another chapter in our life called Don't Strangle Anyone.
Now, just before we say goodbye, let's run through the points we've covered today so you won't forget them, because you'll have to have them for tomorrow. Later.
First of all, I think we emphasize that... You needn't worry about your automobile going out to the casino with Magnolia.
By itself.
That's right. It will not come back by itself unless there's a competent driver there.
Also, fact number two, Wonderland won't move to within a dangerous distance of Boston, probably in the lifetime that we know now.
That's right. I mean, don't start moving or getting all upset about this thing inching towards us. It probably won't happen in our lifetime.
And thirdly, a straight line is the shortest distance between 2 points.
And fourth, never, never, friends, count your chickens until they're all hatched.
Now, that's all for today. Be back with more poetry tomorrow.
Well, incidentally, friends, the hypotenuse of the right triangle is pretty funny.
WHDH in Boston.